Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listening to 96.5 The Fan from the DM Injury Law Studio.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. James Howell producing the show for Drew today. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so, but let's get you set for fantasy football. We're maybe 2 weeks away from a lot of leagues starting up the postseason. Maybe you're on the fence. I want to run a scenario by Charge in a second as well. Of course, our fantasy conversations with Paul Charge and fantasy football, they could be fantasy conversations. We've had those before.
Yeah, we used to have
a What's Your Fantasy. They're brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Charge, we can talk about whatever you want, my man.
I would prefer not to talk sports at all. I want to hear about your listeners' fantasies and what I can do to make them come true.
There you go. Text in 913-586-7965. No, I was going to say, you know, this is an interesting week because we are a few weeks out from the playoffs in fantasy football. And if you're in a dynasty league, anybody that plays in dynasty leagues, maybe you kind of now know you're not going to make it this year. So if you've got some older players you look to move, I have three trade offers. My team is 5-6, Charge, and I'm not going to make the playoffs, doesn't look like.
Okay.
And I got three trade offers, and everybody's trying to get me to trade CeeDee Lamb, and I don't want to. And I said, you're going to have to overpay, and they all know that. What should I even consider trading CeeDee Lamb?
Is your team going to be competitive next year?
Absolutely. I've had bad luck, okay. Charge. I had Bucky Irving and Bowers hurt for most of the year.
Wow, that does hurt because they, you know, those were early picks.
Yep.
And I love both of those guys coming into the season. I could have done the exact same thing. You know, CeeDee Lamb is 26. He is a cornerstone for a young roster, and he's going to have good quarterbacking for the next several years. So,
yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't say untradeable, but it would have to be just an extraordinary trade to get CeeDee Lamb.
The offer I had on the table was swap Lamb for Pickens and a first rounder, but the first rounder is basically going to be the 10th in the rookie draft.
Not good enough.
Exactly. Thank you.
Not even close.
That's what I said. And they cite me these dynasty trade calculators. I said, I don't give a damn what the trade calculator says. That's not enough.
It's not enough. Now, Pickens has been more effective than we thought he would be, especially now there was that moment, you know, when CeeDee Lamb was out for a month and the offense went through Pickens and the Dallas defense was so bad, they were passing Dak Prescott's arm out of socket. You know, that Pickens was good then. But more impressively, Pickens has been solid since Lamb has been back and has continued to bring a real presence and downfield presence to that offense. And so that's the part that I think gives me the most hope for Pickens. But Lamb is still the go-to guy in that offense. And I, at 26 years old, and I would take a lot to get. I'd want that first round pick to be like the first pick of next year, not at the bottom of next year's draft.
Charles, the way we're talking about like making picks, because I've got Bucky Irving in multiple leagues too. Obviously, we all thought he was going to be great. There was a guy in my biggest league, right? A dynasty league in which you can keep a number of players. They took Joe Mixon 54th overall. Am I allowed to make fun of that person forever for that selection, or what's the statute of limitations? Just a single year? Because I sent him the update today where Rapport said he's not going to play this year. I think that's fair.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you took Joe Mixon that early and he was already hurt, it's no surprise. This is not a surprise injury.
No.
He rolled into the season hurt. I think forever is a long time, but I do believe that bringing this up at this person's eulogy would be very appropriate. I mean, into the grave strikes me as where I would draw the line.
We're talking to Paul Charchian. So what about Kirk Cousins now, though, in Atlanta? He's going to get the nod the rest of the year with the Michael Penix injury. One, what about his fantasy value if you need a spot start? Two, what does it do for Drake London or anybody else?
Yeah, and London not playing this week against the Saints, which is too bad because London's turned into just a force there. Cousins, it hasn't been great since he's been in Atlanta. Last week was probably his best showing so far, but here's some metrics for you. Cousins so far this year has led 17 drives for the Falcons, one touchdown, 17 drives. But on the year, on passes longer than 9 yards, which is not very far, 9 yards, right? Cousins is at a 28% completion rate. Not great. So my worry here is what you were alluding to. What about Bijan Robinson? I mean, that's a guy I really care about. My concern is the Saints this week and future opponents are now going to play to stop Bijan Robinson, take their chances on Kirk beating them, and that means Bijan's going to have to be superhuman. I looked up every play that Bijan has had with Kirk Cousins so far this year. Oof. He's touched the ball 16 times. So it's not a huge sample size, but it's enough that you get some idea. He's averaging 2.5 yards per carry because defenses don't trust Cousins to connect downfield, even offer much of anything in the passing game. So Bijan's going to have to be superhuman in some of these games where defenses play to stop him. And sometimes he will be because he's awesome. But other times, Bijan's going to have some dud games. And that's going to be the concern going forward as we look out the rest of the year for Bijan.
Look, I mostly know that you're in last place if you've been starting anybody on the Cleveland Browns at any point in fantasy, unless it's Myles Garrett. There some hidden, and this is a player I've mentioned to you before because of a fantasy championship. Is there some like hidden Tyler Thigpen, Justin Fields in those bad years, Shedeur Sanders playability where like the rushing yards alone make him like a viable starter?
Well, you know, if Shedeur was more mobile, we might talk about that because that's what he loves to do is just sort of go off script. You know, play goes upside down. He gets pressure in the pocket, and now he's scrambling around and doing crazy stuff. Through one game, that is not working in the NFL, and he's not really that fast and that mobile. So last week, did you guys watch any of his game last week, by the way?
Shedeur Sanders? Saw clips. I did not watch. I did not watch anything other than clips.
He had 21 dropbacks, 4 completions.
Ugh.
He had 2 sacks. He had an ugly interception. He held the ball too long. The accuracy was really bad. When the pocket breaks down, Shedeur Sanders turns his back to his offense. He instinctively spins backwards. And unless you're Frank Tarkenton, do not turn your back to your own offense and start scrambling around. You know, he gets a full week of practice as the starter here, so Shedeur could and should be better. But, you know, what's interesting, he's facing the Raiders, which feels like a spot for him to get better. But the Raiders don't do many things well. But one of them they do is they can pressure quarterbacks with Max Crosby in particular, as you guys know. And he was so bad under pressure last week. Shadur's going to introduce new ways for the Browns to lose games. He's going to siphon off what limited fantasy value there was in Cleveland with guys like Jerry Jeudy and Harold Fannin and David Njoku. And how about this guy? Let's say Shedeur Sanders is every bit as bad as he looks now, and Dylan Gabriel remains concussed. You know who's lurking.
Is that Kenny Pickett? Deshaun
Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's no way, right? There's no way he starts a game this year, is there?
They're talking about taking him off IR the re-Achilles Achilles.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he got hurt again. I thought they just weren't playing him.
No. You know, so he blew out his Achilles, I don't know, mid-season last year. Then he re-blew it out in January, and now he's finally back, and we might actually have to watch You don't have to watch. I have a professional obligation to watch Browns football. Deshaun Watson back on a football.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a happy ending to the season at all, does it, Charge? As he's joining us talking a little fantasy football. How about Ramondre Stevenson? Expected back from his toe injury. What fantasy managers are going to see out of that backfield? Is this a terrible thing for a Travion Henderson owner or what?
Yeah, we hate this, right? You know, we like backfields with clarity. We had it for 3 weeks with Travion Henderson, who went berserk in the last 2 weeks. He was a top four runner each of the last 2 weeks, fantasy producer. But now Stevenson's back. In the prior 9 games with Stevenson, Travion Henderson averaged as running back 37, totally unstartable. But has he now earned more playing time? Like, Mike Vrabel seems like the kind of coach where you have to earn your reps, and Henderson should have done enough to get a big chunk of playing time here. You know, Vrabel's so old school. I don't think he's just going to kick Stevenson to the curb. He clearly liked Ramondre better for the first 9 weeks of the season. So the advantage of this week in particular is they're playing the Bengals. The Bengals allow the most points to running backs, and it's not close. They've allowed the most rushing yards and the most receiving yards to opposing runners. So you can start both Ramondre Stevenson and Henderson this week and then find out if this thing's really going to shake out with the timeshare.
Charge, for the game tonight, the Houston Texans, I've been actively avoiding playing any fantasy players against them. They're the number one team against opposing quarterbacks in fantasy football. Josh Allen, there's almost no circumstance in which you ever in fantasy football bench Josh Allen. Is this a time that you would even consider it? If you had a good quarterback, let's say, beside him.
Potentially, right. It all depends on the alternative, but he's normally a top three guy for me every single week. He's my quarterback 8 this week. And it's because Houston is a crazy good, you alluded to, Cody, they're a crazy good fantasy and real life pass defense. So let me give you some stats to back this up. No opposing quarterback has topped 213 passing yards in 7 straight games. They've given up just 10 passing touchdowns on the year. They're giving up 1 a game. No opposing quarterback has scored a rushing touchdown against Houston. Of course, that's a lot of what we love about Josh Allen are the rushing touchdowns. He's played personally, Josh Allen. He's had 3 games in Houston in his career. He's lost all 3. Last year against Houston, 131 passing yards and 1 touchdown. That's it for Josh Allen. And it's not like Buffalo's got a superstar receiver that they can lean on to go make something special happen and exert his will over the Houston defense. They're benching Keon Coleman again, reportedly.
Yeah.
Khalil Shakir's hurt. This is the whole situation. And by the way, he just had a baby named Sunny Day, I think he named him.
Wasn't that one of the announcers in Backyard Baseball, the video game? Wasn't that her name?
Maybe he was a big fan.
That would be awesome. I'm so glad you remember that game. Underrated.
Chart.
As we look back on classic baseball games.
Chart. Somebody's asking over in the text line an actual fantasy football question. Is this how bad it's gotten? They're asking whether or not they should start Higgins tonight against Buffalo's wretched, admittedly, at times, pass defense, or Justin Jefferson. I can't imagine at any point.
No, they're going to be talking about T. Higgins.
Think so?
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about T. Higgins.
Okay. So Higgins or Jefferson, at least on this end. Because it is that part with Justin Jefferson right now. It is hard to start him because McCarthy's so bad. And you're a Vikings McCarthy's fan, so bad. I know you know McCarthy's bad.
I know. Here's the thing on McCarthy. It's only been 5 games. He's going to start a 6th game this weekend. Through 5 games, the players who end up being really good, they show you glimpses through 5 games. You know, there are things you can go, all right, you know, we're not getting wins, and this is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad, but there's this element to his game that makes you go, wow, that's really optimistic. We just don't have many of those things for J.J. McCarthy at this point. And, you know, the Viking fans are all leaning out. It's only five games. Well, I don't know. Like, Justin Fields at one point was 5 games in, and you kept saying, well, let's wait 5 games. Let's wait more. You know, let's wait longer. I don't like what we're seeing. For Justin Jefferson, just 2 touchdowns on this season. He is getting peppered with targets by J.J. McCarthy, but they're not good targets. And so it's not turning into very much actual fantasy usage. I've got Justin Jefferson down at wide receiver 16 this week. I don't know that I've ever ranked him lower than that. It's a tough matchup against a good Green Bay secondary, one that he normally does well against. Normally he's good against Green Bay, but this is, again, everything's different right now. T. Higgins has got the Patriots. They've got one good, they've got Chris Gonzalez as a great cornerback, but outside of that, it's a favorable matchup. New England is a great run defense, so teams pass on them all the time, and I think that's going to happen with T. Higgins here. And if you want, we can use that as a launching point to the possible change at quarterback for the Bengals, if you'd like to.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, we were discussing him earlier in the hour. Cody was saying that they shouldn't bring him back and rush him or anything. And I said, look, if he's 100%, he's 100%. They should play him. Where are you at on how that impacts things in Cincy?
Well, factoring into this, Joe Flacco's got a shoulder injury, and Flacco might be in worse shape than Burrow is. He might be the better of the two. Now, working against Flacco and fantasy managers in general, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be out because of the spinning deal.
Right.
And so there's that. I don't know. Have you guys ever gotten so mad that you've spit on somebody?
I have not. Ever? I think it's one of the most like degrading things you can do to somebody.
Cody?
No, I've never spit on anybody.
Charge? Like, no. You tell us. Charge, what about you? It sounds like maybe you've got a story.
I had brothers, so I imagine maybe when we were kids, but like I can't think of
anything. Yeah. I don't know if that even really counts. Yeah.
Look, if you had an older brother, at some point he pinned you down and he did the bit where you start the spit coming out of your mouth and on the face of the younger brother, and then you suck it up and you terrorize your brother.
and both sides, because I had an older brother and a younger brother, what would happen is like when you were in that spot and you could do nothing about it because you were smaller, I do the same thing. I tell my little brother, like, hey man, I'll let you up when you calm down. Like, you're going to be calm when somebody has your, like, your knees up against their, you know, their biceps saying, yeah, if you just calm down a little bit, I'll let you up.
Yeah, exactly. What you can't do in that moment. I wouldn't want to be the DoorDash driver who's delivering cold fries to Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, anything could happen in that situation. You know, here's your tip.
I just feel the fantasy value for every wide receiver, every tight end, was great without Joe Burrow. It'll be great with him. So, like, I don't feel like it changes much.
It doesn't change much. The only thing, you know, we want Burrow back. We want him to be healthy. This feels like this is earlier than the original timetable, so our hackles are up a little bit here. And there is this Christian Gonzalez can effectively shadow and take away T. Higgins, that only leaves Andre Yosivash and Mitchell Tinsley to throw to here. So if Burrow does come back, he's got 10 weeks of rust. T. Higgins might get blanketed by Gonzalez. And then I don't love a lot of the options here. So maybe even if Burrow starts, maybe you just let this one sit and just see how this thing shakes out for a week.
Charge, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the week. We'll check in. I guess we will not check in next Thursday. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you the week after.
Well, we will have the option of checking in on Wednesday. And then you check your schedules. And maybe we end up doing the same time on Wednesday.
There we go. Hey, appreciate it, man.
You're the best. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.